You're listening to 88FM.
You certainly are. You know it's true. 10 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour and your next news bulletin. But right now, I've got some news for you. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Pat Lambie has arrived in the studio. And we're going to be jumping into a really exciting chat. You know, obviously, he's a guy who you can talk to about rugby. But, you know, there's been enough of that. We're going to talk about what's happening on the Dolphin Coast. And in his capacity as a force to be reckoned with in the world of North Coast developments, he's got a unique perspective, heading up sales, marketing, project coordination for residential projects within the Collins residential team. Pat, welcome back to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you doing?
Thank you, Mike. Good morning. Doing well, thanks. And yourself?
Good to see. I was taking bets as to whether you were going to arrive this week, because I know you were sick last week and you got the busy school rush this morning, but you made it. Hey, full marks to you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I rushed in here in the nick of time. Hey. And apologies for last week. I turned ill in the morning.
You never have to apologize, Pat. I knew you'd get around to it sooner or later. So yeah, we've got you. And while we've got you, I wanted to find out about some of the really exciting new developments that have been taking place under the Seaton Estate umbrella. There are some notable things that I've recently caught wind of, and I figured this would be a perfect chance for us to dive in to look at some of the hot new things. I mean, new precinct launches, the Seaton Country Club construction, and just up the road, the impact of the impending Club Med, which is going to do big things for, I think, the whole region. But hey, you've got a perspective on these things. So let's kick off with looking at the launch of these new precincts at Seaton Estate, precincts E and F, if I have it correct. Really exciting new chapter. And what can homeowners and prospective buyers expect from this new addition to the Seaton offering?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So just over 2 weeks ago, we launched these two new precincts. We could have thought of a better or a bit more of a romantic name for them rather than precincts E and F.
E and F, what's wrong with that?
We're that far down in the development now that's what we've named them. So just 100 stands, 100 new stands within Seaton Estate land, and already our North Coast sales agents have chalked up over 35 of them being sold. That equates to over 90 million rands worth of sales.
Holy moly.
So we've got families from all over KZN, some from outside of the province, and a handful of international buyers too. So yeah, the steady demand has been very, very encouraging.
Well, this is brilliant news. It's a brand that is a KZN North Coast success story and continues to write its own success story. And while we're putting the spotlight on Seaton, another really exciting development, the Seaton Country Club. Can you tell us about how construction is progressing on the Country Club?
Yeah, it's very exciting to see all the progress there. They've leveled our cricket oval. They have begun planting the two cricket pitches that will form the center of that pitch.
This is going to be a full-on cricket oval.
There's a full-on legitimate cricket oval in the middle of the estate.
That's awesome.
And they've also cut all the platforms for the other various facilities around the cricket field. So that's clubhouse, that's paddle courts, tennis courts, multi-courts, basketball courts, gym, lap pool, etc. We're hoping that by the end of this year, that cricket field is christened, as well as the leisure pool and a tennis court. So some of our already existing residents will have some facilities to use come Christmas time.
Awesome stuff. And look, obviously, your name carries weight in rugby circles, but I believe you were quite a mean cricketer back in the day as well. So are we going to see Coach Lambie and a cricket team possibly in the not too distant future?
cricket was definitely a love of mine, and I can see myself and my boys taking full advantage of that cricket pitch and the cricket nets. So I'm sure there's many hours to be spent down there in the future.
Awesome, man. And also looking at other exciting things that have been catching fire and bouncing around on social media and in various digital platforms, the Club Med excitement is building. And we know that this is going to be a game changer for the greater Bolito brand. How do you foresee Club Med's impact on the region, especially considering Seaton's proximity? Obviously, there's going to be a great halo effect, and Seaton's going to benefit from that. But even beyond just Seaton, what do you think the overall effects will be, and the synergies in and around that development?
Yeah, so I mean, Club Med is on the northern side of Tinley Manor, which is just a couple of kilometres up the beach from Christmas Bay and Seaton Estate. And so it really is in close proximity to Salt Rock and to the Ballito area. There are still some people out there who don't believe that it's happening. Well, you need to see some of the aerial photographs that have been taken. The 5 months of construction has already happened. Earthworks are in full swing. There's already some brickwork coming out of the ground. You know, piling's done.
It's not just a drawing on a piece of paper now. It's
not
emerging exactly out of the ground.
It's full steam ahead, and obviously there's a tight construction program in order to open, order for Club Med's doors to open officially in the middle of 2026. So just under 2 years from now. But I think, you know, what it will do for the area, we can't actually measure yet. There's all sorts of expectations, and you know, if the north coast of KZN wasn't already on the map globally, it's certainly going to become that. We'll have foreign tourists in their hundreds weekly coming through Ballito to Club Med and experiencing all that KZN has to offer. Not just our beautiful beaches, but they'll tap into the bush experiences up in northern Zululand. I'm sure they'll tap into everything that Ballito has to offer as well on either side of their trips.
Brilliant. And you know what? While they're here and they're looking at the great weather and the exchange rate and they're thinking, hey, it would be nice to have a summer home on the north coast. Let's do a bit of property hunting.
It's so true. We had the managing director of Club Med South Africa out here a couple of weeks ago. He drove around a few of our north coast estates and he giggled at us. He said, you know, these properties, the equivalent of them in France, would be in the region of 5 to 7 million euros each.
And euros.
So we do think that our foreign tourists will come here, love the lifestyle, love everything the North Coast has to offer, and end up potentially having a home for themselves here.
Wow, that's going to be a story to watch for sure. And along with the exciting Club Med emerging out of the ground, there's been some big ongoing infrastructural upgrades, the N2 interchange, and the likes of, you know, the tarring of new stretches of road. The Salt Rock traffic flow has been greatly improved. Let's look at some of the impact of that, and how is the community in Seaton at large going to benefit from these? And what role is Collins Residential playing in these upgrades?
So look, with every new development, you have some conditions that are given to you. So those normally include big macro infrastructural upgrades, obviously for water supply, for electricity supply, for sewage, but also for roads. So how are the new residents in these new estates going to get in and out of their new homes? And so we've had to undergo these various upgrades that you have mentioned. So the Bretonwood All Souls intersection is now up and running and traffic's flowing much smoother than it ever has.
There's a lot of happy people because of that.
The Flag Animal Farm Road, or the P228, has been realigned and tarred, and there's just one little tiny little stretch as you cross over the bridge of the N2 that is to be finished. And then obviously the big one is the new on and off ramp, the new N2 interchange, which is just 2 kilometers north of Salt Rock, and that unlocks accessibility to the whole greater Seaton area. So both our residents and a whole mixed-use commercial precinct of 30 odd hectares, which will include hospital, school, new retail shopping center, office space, recreation, etc., etc. And we've finally got our design approvals on that N2 interchange, and so you can expect to see some construction vehicles moving on site within the coming weeks.
That's a biggie. That's definitely something that we're going to be keeping tabs on closely, and so I can foresee there'll be more radio conversations, more updates in the not-too-distant future. But right now, Pat, with all this excitement building, and especially in light of the fact that there are now new opportunities with the launch of these latest precincts at Seaton Estate, what's the smartest way for interested potential buyers to find out more info and to get on down to site to see things for themselves?
Yeah, so Seaton is represented by all the good real estate agencies in the area. So I'm sure if you are interested, you can pick up the phone to any real estate agent that you can find on the North Coast. They'll have all the information that you need. Or pop in at the Seaton sales office and chat to one of the sales agents there. They'll be more than happy to throw you on the back of an open top game viewer and drive you around and show you everything that Seton has to offer.
Hey, you're getting it from a man who knows this development inside and out. Pat Lambie in the house representing Collins Residential on the residential projects front. And Pat, thanks for giving us the latest scoop on all of this good stuff. And we'll definitely be having another chat again really soon right here on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thank you, Mike. It's always good to see you. Thanks.
Yeah, man. You heard it's fresh on a Wednesday. Wildwood. Before we get into the news, there's a little Iggy Pop. You a wild ride. Stick around. It's 88 FM.